91.3 KXCI Tucson. It is Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday, when we invite our friends from the University of Arizona down to tell us what they've been working on, what's going on at the U of A, what they want to do with their futures. We even talk a little bit about music. Today, joining me is Salim Murad. He is a professor in the Czech Republic who's come to learn a little bit and discuss a little bit about migration and immigration. And so it sounds like you've had a busy time here. Welcome so much, Salim.
Thank you so much. My pleasure. Thank you.
Let's start a little bit with your main focus with migration and immigration.
So I'm from Czech Republic, and as you are aware, we have a refugee crisis in Europe because we have a flow of migrants who try to come to Europe and seek protection and shelter, and together with many economical migrants. So Europe is attractive target for them, and we try to compare this situation with our own past, because I'm from Czech Republic and it's of course a post-communist country, so we used to send hundreds of thousands Czech citizens abroad when they flee the communism and the totalitarian oppression. And in the same moment, we actually try to raise the question whether we can be empathetic towards those newcomers based on the fact that we actually sent hundreds of thousands of people from our country, and they found a shelter in the West, in Free World, also in the United States, many of them actually in the United States.
And so tell me a little bit about what your time here, what you've been doing, and maybe a little bit about what you've learned.
Wow, these past couple of days were absolutely amazing. I'm so happy I had the opportunity to be here to see myself Mexican-Arizonian border and situation, and to talk to so many fascinating people and to so many activists, but also to custom officers and also to the judges. So I'm very thankful for this opportunity, because, by the way, the world is becoming really a global village, because even our politicians and media refer very often to Arizonian-Mexican situation and to the border, and whether we should use the fence as they have it in Arizona, whether we should use them in Europe again, because we used to have them. We used to be behind the Iron Curtain. It was us, because it was the state who wanted to stop their own citizens to leave the country. And now, actually, after we dismantled the fence, happily dismantled, because after the fall of Berlin Wall and the Velvet Revolution 25 years ago, this was actually the very first thing. We wanted to join the free world. We wanted to be democratic. We wanted to be West. So we dismantled the border, dismantled the fence. And suddenly, when you see others coming, seeking our help, we actually ask a question, okay, was it really good to dismantle the fence? Maybe it's a time to construct it again.
I heard you got to go to Operation Streamline. Tell me a little bit about that experience.
Wow, that's the most harsh question you could possibly ask, because I'm so confused, to be honest about this, because of course I went there with my attitude, which is like very pro-human rights, pro-humanistic, and of course I was so empathetic and solidar with those people who were caught and who were in front of the court. But I was really surprised that the judge actually tackled the whole event in a way which was at least verbally not humiliating them, because we actually deal with so-called illegal migrants in more harsh way, especially in my part of Europe. So this was kind of surprise. And of course, more important is what happens to them after they leave the court. We were told that actually those are persons who already have some police record. So again, I'm really, really confused about this, and I wish to research it more, and I wish to learn more about the Operation Streamline, because I have my suspicious feelings. Mm-hmm. But on other hand, what we were told by the judges, and we learned also the day before by the custom officers, the situation is far more complex than I expected. Mm-hmm. But overall, I believe that borders are artificial lines in a sand or in a forest or in a river. So we should rather find ways how to prevent all those tragic events which are connected with othering others who are behind the border, behind the wall, behind the fence. This is what we actually learned during the communism in my country, because actually those who were behind the borders were not the strangers, but it was us, and the system used the border to police us and not actually to deter them. As you see, I have more questions than answers.
That's okay. That's actually a beautiful thing. On a lighter note, do you listen to music?
I do. I'm a big fan of music.
What do you like?
Well, you know, I was dancing in a native folklore group in southern Bohemia for more than 10 years, since I was 6, actually. So I love the Czech traditional folklore music, which I find stunning and so full of beautiful melodies, and I love it. And also I love those very, very folklore dances. But on other hand, I also like alternative minimalist rock. We have a Czech band which is called Vložte kočku. It means insert a cat, and they play wonderful alternative minimalist rock. And I also do like the kind of old-fashioned rock music, like underground Czechoslovak plastic people of the universe. So this type of music. So as you see, all variety of music.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming in, Sun.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.